To business news. It is 5:30. Kia mo tonu mai. You're listening to Checkpoint on RNZ National. Ko taku hoa e nai nei ko Nona Peltier. Nona's in the studio. Nona, you told us that there was going to be more bank results and ANZ has posted a steady first half, but it's eyeing challenges ahead. What does it think that is going to happen?
Well, their first half result was a net profit gain of 4%. So that was just over $1 billion. Not small, right? 1.04, because there was a lot more competition for the business that is out there. And so they're, four basis points. Bigger competition was what the chief executive, Antonia Watson, said today when I spoke with her. She said that, she'd expected that to continue. That would be the stiff competition. The housing market particularly is weak. And she said that also times are tough for businesses too, and as well agriculture. Overall, it wasn't a great result. I mean, in the sense that it reflects what's going on in the economy. But from ANZ's point of view, steady as she goes. So good.
Steady as she goes at $1 billion. I'm thinking about our program today. We talked to the Port of Auckland earlier. They're hoping for a profit return to the council of $1 billion over 10 years. Yes.
Well, it just goes to show you that banking pays more than ports.
Righty-ho. Okay, the government's books, they reflect the economic downturn. What did you read in the books, Nona?
Well, I was reading Giles Beckford, our editor's report on it, and I could tell you, I was like, whoa, I think we should mention this. All right, so worsening, tax take falls, leaving it on course to post a sizable deficit for this financial year. And what are we talking about? Well, the figures show a deficit of a bit more than $5 billion for the 9 months ended March. And that was lower than forecast $619 million. So the tax revenue was $88.5 billion. That's below forecast, too. They were expecting $1.2 billion more than that. And that's also because of weaker corporate and GST revenue. And what was that a result of? Well, it indicates that consumers have cut back their spending in response to mortgage interest rate and price increases. And these expenses overall, with the forecast was also below. They spent a little bit less, $1.4 billion. So, they're going to have to tighten their belts a bit more, I'd say, because the numbers don't quite stack up, do they?
Budget looming, too.
Well, and not only that, but just yesterday, I think we talked about the OECD saying one of the things that the New Zealand government should be doing is getting their books in order, balanced as quickly as possible.
All right, shall we take a spin through the markets?
Yeah, let's do that. So the NZX Top 50 Index, it fell 20 points today to 11,801. And it was a bit of an outlier because Asian shares overall were doing a lot better on Tuesday with some confidence that the U.S. interest rate hikes are a thing of the past. There was a dip in the Australian dollar because
inflation
our correspondent,
and interest rates,
but the Australian Reserve Bank wasn't really forecasting any kind of hike to interest rates, so they were thinking we'll let that go a bit. So we stayed for our point of view, we were at 60.1 US cents, and stuck on 91.98 Australian, 47.9 British pence. And of course, so tomorrow's another day. We'll have an update from the market again.
Thank you, Nona. Nona Peltier with business there.